If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
You see him, you hear him everywhere from CBS. Peter Greenberg, the travel expert, is with us this morning. Hi, Peter. Where in the world are you today?
I am back in New York.
Ah, and you, I know, travel like a zillion miles a year. So if you fly right now, these days, what do you need to do? What do you do to stay healthy on a plane?
Well, look, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on radio. But I will tell you, I still fly. I'm planning on flying next week and the week after. However, in my case, I'm doing what I've talked about before. Washing your hands before and after, eating before and after, going to the bathroom, taking antiseptic wipes, washing down the surface areas that your skin's going to touch, not just on a plane, the tray tables and the seat backs and the armrests, the air nozzle above you, but also the hotel rooms, the TV remote control unit, the telephone handset, and the one that people often overlook, the water glasses in the bathroom. Put them under hot water for 2 minutes, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah, the glasses in the bathroom, that's a good one. You know, I was talking about this the other day, and how if you get some ordinary rubbing alcohol, and that's, I think, 90%, so that works, and you can use that with any material, any cloth or napkin, if you can't find a wipe, to wipe down the airplane area where you are. And somebody texted me and said, good luck on getting rubbing alcohol onto an airplane. But I bought one of those little 3-ounce plastic bottles, and one of those containers, and you just put the alcohol in there. You can take that through security, and then once you get to your seat, you can just take a napkin and use the alcohol, right?
Exactly. It still qualifies under the 3-1-1 rule. You're right.
Let's talk about what's going on now with the airlines. American suspending service to all destinations in Europe, including Paris. United cutting the number of daily transatlantic flights by nearly 50%. Delta suspending flights between the United States and Europe. How long will this go on? And are domestic flights going to eventually be affected with a travel ban?
Well, the drop in passenger loads on a global creates a revenue stream that's unsustainable for the airlines. United Origin was announcing last week that their revenue streams for March and April were down 70%. And of course, speaking of the president, it's down even worse. So given that choice, they've got to park planes. Cruise lines have announced the same. You know, Princess has suspended cruises through May. Viking has done it. A lot of the river cruises have done it. You're going to see ships being parked as well. Hotels also in certain areas will close. We're going to be going through this for at least 6 weeks to 8 weeks, because that's how long it may take us to stabilize the virus.
And when the airlines park planes, I mean, everybody's talking about how fares are so low right now. But if they start parking planes, will they still have good deals, because there won't be the capacity anymore?
Well, they will still have the good deals on the routes they are flying. I'm checking this morning. My wife is right now in Turkey. I've got to get her home. And to redeem miles to get her back through London, which is still operating on both United and America, I've never seen mileage levels that low in terms of redeeming miles. So the deals are still on the routes that they're still flying.
I got a text here. Hi, Bob. Wondering what kind of air deals I can find now for my Europe trip in December. Peter?
Way too early to even think about that. Even if we weren't undergoing the coronavirus problem, advice would still be the same. The airline computers are not set up to give you any discounts that far in advance, unless it's the Friday before Christmas or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We already know what those dates are. But as a general rule, you want to look between 25 and 54 days out. Booking something now for December is not going to get you a good deal.
You know, yesterday there were some rumors flying around. A lot of people were talking about the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to curtail flights within the United States. Do you think that might happen?
Well, listen, we've seen it go from, cities having an emergency to then cities restricting people, over 250 people, to events. It's entirely possible that in hot zones, like up in Seattle, in cities where we have a large number of cases, that might happen. But the economic impact of that, not to mention the medical decisions that are made based on the fact that the disease is already showing itself there, might mitigate that. I would be surprised if they stop domestic travel, because you're stopping the supply chain, you're stopping the U.S. mail, you're stopping a lot of other things. Now, look, I won't out, but I would definitely be surprised if they did that.
Yeah, here's an interesting question. Text from the 708 area code. Can you bring a container of Lysol wipes through security? I'm not sure.
Lysol wipes is not a liquid. Yes, you can.
Okay, there you go. So, Peter, when was the last time you were on a plane, by the way?
Days ago.
A couple of days ago. And what did you notice about the passengers, the flight attendants, the load?
Well, I was on a flight from Miami to LaGuardia. I had a coach ticket. I was immediately upgraded to first class, and I was the only person in first class. That should tell you how light that load was.
Wow. Yeah, and I was thinking about the flight attendants and their job now. That's tough, because they got to be on planes all the time. What did you notice about what they were doing? Were they doing anything differently?
They weren't doing anything differently. They weren't wearing masks. Remember, most of the airlines are offering, involuntary leaves right now if they want it. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily paid leaves. They're waiting for the government decision on that. But if you've got vacation time, they basically ask you to take it. But remember, fewer flights, fewer planes means fewer crew needs. So what you'll find on some of these flights are the tenants who are working it tend to be the junior flight attendants who are flying reserve, and all of a sudden those premium flights that the senior flight attendants normally take are now being handled by the ones with low seniority.
Peter Greenberg is on WGN Radio Saturday afternoons when there is no baseball game or basketball game. And guess what, Peter? You're it, because, as I said earlier, America is closed. There's nothing to do but watch TV and listen to the radio, and your show will be on, and it's a good show. Where are you doing it from Saturday? Are you doing it from New York?
It's going to surprise you. Actually, doing it from Chicago.
Oh, no kidding. You're going to be here, huh?
We'll be doing it from the Glen Hotel.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Which hotel?
The Glen. It's the old Meridian.
Ah, nice.
The Meridian Hotel. It's now called the Glen, yeah.
All right.
It's on tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Let's see. High Saturday, 36, maybe a little light snow. So, be ready for that.
I'll do my best.
Peter Greenberg, always good talking to you, Peter. Keep in touch.
You got it. Thanks.